You're listening to the music of the Second Axing. The Second Axing is actually two, I wanted to say musicians. That's accurate. There are two musicians. But they're more than just two musicians, and you'll understand why in a moment. But that's Janet Kuipers and John Yotko, and they've been nice enough to take time out of their busy day to spend it with us for an hour. And the album and the group comes from the greater Chicago area, if you're just joining us, and links to their website are up on our homepage. Okay, back to business now. All right, putting an album together is not an easy task. Recording isn't easy. If it was, everyone would do it. How did you guys... before we talk about the Alaska stuff, how did you guys put the record together?
With the last band that I had done, we decided that we had demo tapes of samples of our work, and we had to get them to somehow. And so we just got everything that we could together to create the demo tapes for that band. And I thought, but we needed something so we could always have something in case people were interested in it. So John came up with the title, Something is Sweating, and we decided that that would be a collection of our best pieces. So this album is made basically, instead of being a studio mass recording, it's made per request, and we will pick out the best things that we've got to be able to cram into 72 minutes worth of time. So that you could get the best live performances, the best studio recordings that we've done over the years.
And a couple of these come from what we were talking about here. You think your best show to date was a live performance in Alaska. Tell us about that.
Definitely.
Yeah, we went up to Alaska on vacation. We were staying in Fairbanks. Basically, we went up there because we wanted to see the Aurora Borealis, which, incidentally, this time of year is the best time of year to see the Aurora Borealis for both weather and seeing. Otherwise, you have to go up there later in the year when you freeze your butt off. We went up there. We found a bar.
We found a place to go.
And we talked to a guy there at the bar, and they... he said that there was somebody that, you know, we saw the sound equipment there, and nobody seemed to be attached to it, and we found out that it belonged to a guy that worked at a local music store, and Janet persuaded him to
He showed up one night, and we ended up doing, I believe, 8 songs there, and people actually were like, oh, do more, and that went really, really well. That was the 17th of September 2002. And, wow, that was a year ago.
Yeah, almost to the day.
Well, the concert, I then begged him if we could set up, and we did our own headlined a show. We did 18 songs on, I believe it was Friday, September 20th. So that's almost to the day. We're 2 days off. It'll be a 1-year anniversary in 2 days. But John did solo work and played about 8 different instrumentals. We did many, many covers. We're just looking at each other, what else can we do? Because we didn't have material on us, like knowing chords for songs. And he's like, I'll do original stuff. I'm like, I'll read poetry to it. So we did a few tracks like that as well. So it was phenomenal equipment that we had at the time. And it was an amazing experience to be so far away from your home and having such a positive reaction from people that you have never seen before and will never see again, really. And just be able to go and let yourself breathe.
That sounds like a musician's story.
It was great.
Someplace you don't know where you are, you don't know what you're doing, but dadgummit, you're going to play some music. It's that simple.
We had our heads about us, but it was still really cool, very cool.
Well, the next track we've got queued up might be appropriate to you guys being, maybe if you were marooned in Alaska, but it's Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? What would you like to say about this?
It was originally, I know this is the one cover, it was originally done by Bing Crosby in 31. It was written in 25. I believe Crosby, Stills, Nash covered it atrociously, in my opinion.
No, you're thinking Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, that was Peter, Paul. Yeah, it didn't sound good at all. and then I had heard George Michael, who has a very, very good voice, is very talented, and he made it sound much more bluesy and probably much more appropriate for how the song started, sounded. And so I had said, and I had thought after what had gone through my life, I had felt on some levels, as sick as this sounds, that I had done a lot and people still wouldn't give me the time of day besides my accomplishments. And so I got to enjoy the song a lot, and I think it's a very, very good song, appropriate in times of wartime that's been going around here in the United States. But it's a very, very, very good song, and I hope you like it.